We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Lainey DeLauder, the Vice President of Ticket and Fan Services. The Eagles introducing an e-ticket initiative. The Eagles in the playoffs last year having to get tickets ready for a stadium filled with Eagles fans and did so without the printed tickets. So the feedback very positive, Lainey, and everybody got into the stadium, made a great show of it for the Saints, and now this program in place. Can you kind of explain what is the e-ticketing initiative and what it means to Eagles fans?
Sure. The number one thing is that it's going to be a great convenience for our fans. They're going to be able to access their account at any time just by logging in, and they'll be able to email their tickets, view them on their smartphone, save them on their smartphone, transfer them to their friends, family, or clients. Anything they need to do will be right at their fingertips.
So it starts generally with your mail, generally in the past, have mailed out season tickets in the summer. So I'm at home, I get this nice fancy package. That is not going to happen this year. Explain from the start what's going to happen.
No, the first communication they'll receive is an email from the team outlining the program and everything that's available to them. And then they can just start exploring. They can, starting Monday, May 19th, they'll be able to log into their account, start viewing their tickets, transferring them. They can print them at home the way they did for the Saints game. And they won't have to wait on the receiving the FedEx in the mail anymore. A lot of people used to have to stay home, and they were worried that we'd be received damage or late, and so now they don't have to wait on us. They can just go in at their convenience, print out whatever they need, transfer whatever they need.
For those who the fans who are not technologically advanced, Lainey, I mean, there's going to have to be a bit of hand-holding, I imagine, through this whole process here. What about those fans and who are immediately very nervous about the whole new plan?
So it's nothing different than they've all done before. They log in the same site where they've been paying their invoices and they've been viewing their tickets online in the past. So none of that has changed. Same login, same password, same link. But now they can go in and actually do it whenever they need to. Anybody who is worried about not knowing what to do, we've prepared videos, we've prepared how-to information, step-by-step guides, and we are always available, too, at the stadium. The customer service team can take any phone calls, emails, any information that anyone needs, we'll be sure to get it in their hands.
And then for those who are technologically advanced, I can just walk in with my smartphone and have my code and get right into the stadium.
Right, so there's no more, I lost my ticket, it blew away, it's very windy in the sports complex area, a lot of people have had issues where they've been stuck in traffic and somebody else has their ticket, and they don't have to meet up anymore to hand someone a physical ticket. Now they can just receive it on their phone, they can receive it via email, or they can just transfer it via Passbook. A lot of people use Passbook now, so it's a lot more convenient for the people. It's going to be a lot easier. You can tailgate right up to the last minute if you need to and not wait for someone who isn't in that general area where you are. And you don't have to go to the will call. There's no lines to wait in. You can move right through the security line and the ticket scanning with your smartphone.
So what if there is a fan who wants to keep the ticket? It's a big game. Something memorable happens. I want to print my ticket. I want to have a souvenir. Is that possible?
Absolutely. Personally, I love tickets. I know a lot of people collect tickets. They're a beautiful keepsake. And we've taken that into account. We've gotten some feedback from our season ticket advisory board that says that is a very important aspect to being a season ticket member with the Eagles. So what we've designed is a beautiful commemorative ticket for the 2014 season that all season ticket members will receive, and they'll receive one for each seat in their account. So there'll be no issues on, we split the account, and I want to give one to my friend. You'll receive as many seats as you have commemorative tickets.
Lainey, this was something that started against the Saints when the Eagles played the Saints in the playoffs last year, and I would imagine going into that there was a bit of trepidation. Would this work? It's such a short period of time. How would our fans get the tickets? Can you talk about the success of that initiative and how that kind of segued into this?
Our fans were amazing that week of the Saints game. I mean, this was something we had never asked anyone to do before. Here and there, people would, if they lost their ticket or didn't want to come down to the stadium to pick up a hard ticket, they would print them themselves. But this was the first time we had 100% of our accounts go online, access their account, print out their ticket, transfer them to whoever needed to receive them, and then bring those printed tickets to the stadium on game day and move through the entrances with those printed tickets. And we had a nice weather day that day, so it wasn't too bad, but it was January in Philadelphia in the sports complex area, so we were very, very proud of our season ticket base that they were able to do that. I think the NFL was impressed that the Philadelphia fans handled it the way they did, and I believe that that week we were the only team that implemented the ticketing that way, and we had the most successful event turnout that day as well.
Lainey, let's talk about the use of the phone and how that all works and how I can get my tickets downloaded from the telephone, from my smartphone.
Sure. You have to make sure you have the Philadelphia Eagles app downloaded, which you can do a lot of other things with that app as well. But once you're in there, go to the nav bar and click on season ticket members. It'll ask you for your same login and password that you use on your Eagles account manager. And once you enter that, it will save it. Then you'll be able to pull up all of your tickets for any game and select to view them on your phone. Either view them on your phone, enter them into Passbook if you're an iPhone user, or transfer them to someone else's phone.
And if I'm at a game and Nick Foles throws 8 touchdown passes and I want to keep that moment alive, can I get a ticket printed?
You can print your own ticket, and you can use that. You can also save the image on your smartphone, and I think that Passbook will save it for you as well. And it is a ticket with an Eagles graphic, and it does have the date and time of the game. But if you require or you would like to have a ticket printed from that game, you can visit us at the guest services locations in the stadium or at the ticket office. And it doesn't have to be on game day. It can be any time. We'd love to see you at the stadium, and we can issue a ticket for you.
Sounds so easy. Then finally, there are one or two people out there who may not have a smartphone, who may not have a printer, who just kind of have been season ticket holders for 50 years and like it the way it was. What do those people do?
Sure. Anybody who wants to come down to the ticket office, we can take care of issuing whatever tickets they need, as long as they're the account holder. You can also, you know, a lot of times I think people forget that their friends and family maybe have a printer, that you can just go to your next door neighbor or go to your son or daughter's house, and they can print the ticket for you as well.
Well, it sounds pretty easy. All Eagles fans have to do is go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, go to the account manager, log in, and starting on May 19th, print your tickets.
Sure. We'd love everybody to go in that week and look around and make sure they understand what to do. If you have any questions, please feel free to call our customer service team. However, you don't have to do it that day. You can wait until the week of the game. And really, any time over the summer before the first preseason game when we play the Steelers at Lincoln Financial Field, just make sure you get in there and understand what you're looking at.
Okay, and your key dates, August 21st, the preseason opener at Lincoln Financial Field against the Steelers, and then, of course, the regular season home opener, the regular season opener, against the Jacksonville Jaguars on September 7th. Lainey DeLauder, thank you very much for joining us, Vice President of Ticket and Fan Services, a new service for the fans, an easy way to get into Lincoln Financial Field on game day.